The moment she settled into the passenger seat, Teddy clambered into her lap, curling up, his small, warm weight against her. The man beside her started the car, and she felt it, that subtle shift in the air, the sense of him drawing a quiet boundary around the evening, simply because she was now in his space. Her shoulders drew up slightly, her body pulling inward. They drove through Venice, past the canals. The boardwalk was still alive, skaters, tourists, street performers. This was Los Angeles at dusk, beautiful and tarnished. She wasn't into him, not really, but something about being in his car dulled her edges anyway, a familiar reflex she hadn't meant to summon. The car was clean, almost sterile, with the faint smell of something herbal, maybe Palo Santo, maybe weed. The dashboard glowed pale blue. The windows were closed. The air felt heavy, climate-controlled, time thickening around them.
So, what do you do?
The question felt like a test. Nora shrank slightly, Teddy pressing closer against her ribs, her throat constricted. Software engineer. Remote work. She could hear the satisfaction in his voice.
Tech. I can always tell.
He glanced at her.
You're quiet. I like that. Most people can't shut up for 5 minutes.
I'm neurodivergent. We're good at quiet. He waved his hand, dismissive.
That's just a label. You're present. That's what matters.
The air in the car seemed to tighten, the sealed windows pressing closer.